107.5 WGCI, man. You never know who will stop by the morning ride. On the line, we got Westside MC Extraordinaire Twista in the building. What up, fam?
What's happening, man?
Buenos dias, my love.
How you doing? What's happening? How y'all doing up there?
You see how his voice changed when Nina talked? He was like, what's up, dog? Nina said, what's up? He was like, hey, buenos dias. Ocho cinco. Hey, fam, let's get right to it. Little tete-a-tete been going on between Consequence, Pusha T, and Consequence saying some disparaging statements about Kanye West. You kind of got a little upset at us, man.
First of all, were you upset at us, the Morning Riot, or at the radio station in general?
Man, look, man, you know, it's just really, man, about, you know, man, I support. That was a crazy situation what happened because you know, my intern had basically heard everything that was going on and kind of sent a response out, you know, over so my like, Twitter, like letting everybody know, you know, how he felt real quick. And it kind of came back on me like that, you know, so. You know, I just want everybody to know that, man, I support all the Chicago artists. I support definitely y'all for doing what y'all do. Y'all help put me in the game, you know. So definitely I support, you know, the station in Chicago, everybody, you know, that's doing their thing and repping the Midwest to the fullest, you know.
Well, you know we love you, Twista. And we also obviously love all of the wonderful Chicago artists that have made it big, Kanye being one of them. And just wondering, as far as what was said by Consequence, how do you feel about the way he spoke of Kanye West and included Rhyme Fest and the rest of the Chicago family in the same sentence?
It's really a fortunate situation. You know, I wish those brothers could have really sat down and talked before that type of stuff becomes public, you know, because I feel like it's an in-house situation. You see it happen in sports all the time, mm-hmm. where, you know, in the locker room, they say what happens, you know, stays in the locker room. And I feel like, you know, that's something that they probably could have talked it out about, you know, because it has happened before. I've seen it happen with Remy Ma, Fat Joe.
Right.
So on and so forth, 50 Cent, you know. So, man, the crew's got to start trying to, you know, keep their business like that and house and hash it out so that everybody won't think that we just all about getting into it with each other and not being able to work our business out. There's money out here for all us, you know, and we shouldn't have to go at each other here like that, especially when we all together,
Twista,
you know.
I got a question for you, man. Being from Chicago, you know, they always say we the city of hate and whatever, and I really would like us to shake that whole stigma. Like, what would it take to get a Twista, a Lupe, a R. Kelly, a Jennifer Hudson, a Kanye West, just all these great artists that we have right here in the city on the stage? Because that's a hell of a concert right there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely going to take y'all involvement to make something like that happen. You know, it's definitely easy on my part because even though I travel a lot, I still live in the city.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, with that being said, you know, like I said, a big format, you know, when it comes to the other cities or people, they always ask, like, why don't we see a lot of the Chicago artists together a lot? That's because when we all meet up or when we have to go to MTV, MTV is located over here. Or when we have to be at BET, it's located over here. So we really don't have a big forum in the city or something big to unify us on a regular basis to come together. And maybe y'all can be that forum to help us do that, you know, so we can get together and show you how we really get down in the city for each other.
We're talking to Chicago's very own Twista. Real quick, I just want to know, have you spoken to Kanye West about this public beef going on?
No, I haven't spoke to neither of the fellas about it, but, you know, I got a general understanding of the position he in and kind of how he feel a little bit about it. But, you know, like I said, I hope we can get it together, man, and all of us rock out the way we supposed to, you know.
Not to put you on the spot real quick, but before you get out of here, man, when does Consequence have a legit point and when does it become you crying like a scorned bitch? I get it when you want to voice your opinion, but when does it become you acting like a scorned little lover, man? Like, where's the fine line at?
I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I'm cut from a cloth where if any man reach out to do anything to you, then you should be appreciative from that point on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Good answer.
So, you know, every, to each his own, you know, he deal with it how he deal with it. But, you know, we got to be showing more unity for the city. And, you know, I don't know what's there. You know, it may be some personal things going on there that's deeper than what he's talking about.
Well,
so,
Twista,
know.
We want to thank you for calling
yes,
in.
Sir.
So just so we're clear, whatever we heard, that was an intern. We're good?
Man, it's all good. It was an intern. Y'all are like my parents up there that put me on in the city. It's all love for life.
Yo, weekdays starting at 5 a.m. only on GCI.